Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're celebrating the 16th anniversary of Bob Bly as a member of our Brain Trust. Hey, Bob, happy anniversary, baby.
Happy anniversary to you.
16 years, buddy. We appreciate you hanging out with us all these years and helping us understand the importance, the power of words. Folks, he's the galactic guru of copywriting. He's written 100, count them, 100 books. We're launching his 100th book today, The Big Book of Words That Sell. Bly.com, B-L-Y.com. I don't know anybody else who's got a shorter website and one that's more intuitive. The Digital Marketing Handbook, that's one of his books. Magnetic Selling, his Bible is Foolproof Marketing, which is, I think, maybe one of the first ones we knew about. I think we've helped him launch 20 or 30 of these books. Hey, Bob, thanks again for being here. Let's talk about words again. In the previous segment, we talked about voice. People might be surprised to hear that we start out talking about words and wind up talking about voice. But words are just, the way to think about this to me is words are a commodity. How you form the words, how you put them together, how you deliver them, the way you deliver them, the pace and the order and the schedule and all that's not the science but the art, isn't it?
Yes, Buzz. It's yes that as a copywriter, that's the craft that I practice. But I know many copywriters and marketing managers when they're doing copy have trouble finding the right or the best word. I can give you an example if you like.
All right. Yeah. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, so a copywriter came to me. He says, I'm trying to say that this product helps you maintain good health. So can I just say that? I said, well, it's not inaccurate, but good is kind of a weaker word. So he said, well, how about optimal health? I said, it's better, but it's a little jargony. He says, well, mm-hmm. What would I say? And being in the health business for a long time, I said, we say vibrant health, mm-hmm. and it pops out more.
Mm-hmm. I think words that I think are powerful are that word power. I think using the word power gets people's attention. I like to use the word reveal.
Yeah, I use the word reveal. And for example, you'll see copy that says, "In this seminar, you will learn." Learn is a weak word because it implies work.
Right.
I say you will discover.
Right. When I write your copy up today for your segments, I'll do that later on before we put them out over and turn them into podcasts, all these segments, I'll say Bob Bly join Jim to reveal to us how to find the best word, and those are reveal.
Mm-hmm.
Those are words. Those kinds of words are important. I mean, you don't need to slip into cliche. You don't need to become cliche. But those are things that I think. And again, even though people see me, they know that I use that word a lot. It still is compelling, isn't it? That's what you want your words to be. You want them to be compelling, don't you?
Right. The non-compelling version of reveal is when you see in seminar promotions, Joe Blow will tell you. It's okay, but it's not compelling.
I want to ask you about another thing. I have tried to learn from people. The people that I've studied and read over my life have helped me become, I hope, a better writer. And one of the things that I learned from them is to minimize the self-reference, not using personal pronouns. Using personal pronouns almost rarely, almost just, grudgingly put an I or a me or something like that in there. What do you think about that?
Well, you and I have always agreed that we're allowed to disagree, and I'm a direct response copywriter, and what makes that kind of copy work well is to use personal pronouns. It's I writing to you. We write it in the second
mm-hmm.
person.
Yeah. Now I can see that. I can see that. I guess, it does depend on the application of the writing, doesn't it?
Absolutely. You would not write you know, a corporate, a technical report, the mm-hmm. same way you would write a sales letter raising funds for your local animal shelter. Mm-hmm.
I want to come back to one thing before we wrap up our visit, and I want you to come back again soon and talk about this book some more. There's a lot more that you can teach us. But the other thing is, I want to come back to the voice thing. If you're needing help with getting your message out, it's okay for you to set to expect your copywriter, your Bob Bly, if they use someone else. It's okay for you to expect them to write those words in the voice of your company in a way that represents the culture and the voice of the owner of the company, of the people, right?
Yes, but and you should. But more important even than the voice of the company is the voice, the words that the company's prospects and customers will
right.
respond to.
Both, you got to have both. It has to sound like it's coming from the company, but in the way that the prospect, their target, their ideal prospect would want to hear it.
Yeah, I mean, I just did a medical thing for software, and I said in it, my copy, I said, chart writing. And the client said, no one says that. And I didn't know that. They said, we say charting.
Charting,
and
right.
And have to use the charting.
Hey, Bob.
Which I wouldn't use, but that's the thing. Yeah.
Congratulate. Is this book available wherever books are sold?
Online, offline, wherever books are sold.
All right, folks, and it's the brand new book. It's his 100th book, the big book of words that sell. Hey, Bob, you got a lot more to teach us. Will you come back soon?
Anytime you want, sir.
And thanks again for 16 great years. Bob Bly, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be
you
back
too.
Another day. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.